The Steve Cochran Show.
We continue the Wintrust Community Banks Hour. Coming up, Adrian Haslett Davis with a great story about her and the Boston Marathon. You got to hear. Coach Joel Quenneville brought to you by Hooters. America's wing experience. Hawks and Blues. What's the schedule again?
It starts Wednesday night. Game one in St. Louis at 8:30. We'll have our pregame at 8 o'clock here on WGN. Then Friday, it'll be a 7 o'clock start in St. Louis. Game three Sunday afternoon at the United Center at 2. Game four, Tuesday the 19th at the United Center at 8:30. And then games five, six, and seven still TBA.
At 8:40, we go to Coach Q now. Congratulations. Here we go again. Another playoff run. I'm sure you're getting tired of this.
Oh, we love this time of year. So we're all excited. It doesn't seem like it takes a while to get here. And I thought we had a nice regular season here, put ourselves in a real good spot. And, you know, we got a great test right out of the gate. But certainly, you know, you can feel playoffs are here. I think everybody's going to be really excited about starting on Wednesday and looking forward to the next couple of days preparing for it as well.
The pressure is always there. It doesn't matter which game it is. But I really always feel like the pressure's on the other team, because until you beat the champs, you're not the champs, and everybody's got something to prove when they play the Blackhawks.
Well, I think that we find that out right off the bat when we start the season. I think everybody's going to be ready for us, and I think we got to be ready for St. Louis, and I think that we have to be at our best to beat that team. And I think everybody's going to be delivering their best, and I always find the first round's the toughest round to get through anyways, and so we're going to have our hands full, but I think, I think we prepared over the last little while. We've got some guys coming in here fresh as well, so, you know, let's go.
You know, look, this team's not a one-trick pony. It's probably deeper than it's ever been. But without Duncan Keith in game one, you get game one, they're in bad shape, aren't they?
Well, it's a game that would be nice to go in there. And, on the road, you always say when you start on the road, you like to get a split. And, you know, we're going in there, we'd love to win game one, and you go from there. And without Dunks, you're going to be missing a lot of key minutes and important minutes, so we're looking for some guys to jump up and take advantage of more ice time and more quality ice time as well. And they're going to have some tougher matchups too, so it's a we'll get to find out, but these guys have been exposed to that a couple times over the course of the year, and none bigger than a chance they're going to have to prove in a game one.
I know you'd like to have home ice. The reality is that last year you only had home ice for one of your series in the postseason. So is it safe to say maybe this team handles that a little better than some teams do?
I don't think it bothers us. I know that we feel we play pretty well the same way, home and away. We love the fact that when we're at home, we love to take advantage of their surroundings. And around the league this year, I thought home ice wasn't that big of an advantage. And you look at the number of teams success on the road, teams find a way. Most teams have four lines that can play against anybody, and I think that's a key when you're on the road. And I think that the matchups, when we got balance in our lines, we like that, so we feel we're never going to be exposed against the upcoming matchups as well. So I think you can, and most teams are like that nowadays, that you got top two lines that probably score more, and a couple lines that are more responsible defensively with not the same offense. And I think that's basically how you want to play in the playoffs anyways. You want to be checking first, and knowing St. Louis plays a kind of a tight game, and we expect that in every game we're going to be playing here.
Going back to Saturday night, Joel, you happy with what you saw from Crawford?
Yes, I'm so glad he got the work in. I think that's going to help him immensely going forward here. You got a couple more days here in practice as well, so I think that seeing the pucks, getting back in the real time, and getting exposed to playing a real game, I think that's that was needed, and it was good to get it going in the regular season before going.
When you've had success against a team, in the postseason. I mean, you've had this with Minnesota where you've been matched up with them and you've come out on top. Last time you played St. Louis, you went in there, they beat you twice in overtime in games 1 and 2, and then you won the last 4 games of the series. How much does that get into a team's head?
You don't know. I think it's, you know, I think that St. Louis is, you know, they put themselves in a spot where they, you know, they had a good regular season, and, you know, they're going to measure their whole success on what gets accomplished in the playoffs. And I think every team's like that. And I think we, you know, we find that once we get into the series, you get into it a little bit deeper, and we feel that we seem to rise to the challenge when the games get bigger. And we hope that we start great in the series and get better as well. But I don't think we have that luxury of the thinking that, you know, we're going to get better later. I think we got to make sure that we're going to be good right from the start against a team like St. Louis, who's going to be well prepared. And they usually start fast in games. And we saw last time when we played them, you know, they had a 2-0 lead on them. We, you know, we can't expect being down 2-0 that, you know, it's going to be easy.
Brian Elliott in goal for them has had a tremendous regular season, but he has struggled in the playoffs. Tarasenko is a playoff beast, so you got a guy that needs to prove something in the playoffs, and Tarasenko needs to keep it going. Other than those two guys, where's your focus?
They have about 3 lines that can all score. They got, they're deeper right now offensively on all their lines, more balance. And that's where they're deeper. I think they've added some size on the back end. They're very mobile. They're very active exiting the zone, off the points in the offensive zone. They got good patience with the puck. They got a real tight gap. They check probably or positionally aware more than any team in the league. So they play a real strong technical game. Not going to give up much. Can't get frustrated playing that kind of game. And be patient ourselves. And but they're deeper than we've seen in the past. And more options, particularly offensively.
What'd you see from Crawford Saturday night?
Good to see him get some action. And seeing pucks and, you know, feeling the traffic around him and getting that pace back, I think that was a great bonus for us, knowing that throwing him in there for the first playoff game without playing any or getting any action would have been tough on him.
I just realized that Dave Enn had already asked you about Crawford because...
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay, here's the deal. Thanks for the coverage, by the way. But, you know, we tell the truth on this show. But here's the deal. Dave asked me about Crow, and I was covering another point in the show with Sandberg.
Is that what you
producer
were?
Sandberg,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about something, and this is a pet peeve of mine when people don't listen who work on the show, and I just blew it. You know what I did? I Jordan
Spieth. Oh, you're going to get it all day now.
I Jordan Spieth that.
You just walked into a left and a right there.
I did. I Jordan Spieth that. I laid a big hairpiece over it.
Coach, I was going to ask you about Crawford. What you thought of him.
Yes, Dave. Dave, go ahead and ask him something I can re-ask him.
I would like to ask you. I mean, we knew this was coming, but it was official as of last night when the regular season ended. Patrick Kane wins the Art Ross Trophy, 106 points.
Good for him.
This season. Just your thoughts on the year that he's had, because it's just been amazing.
He has been unbelievable all year and started off at an unbelievable pace and sustaining it all year long with a lot more attention and scrutiny and line coverages and knowing that the team's plan was that you got to stop them and they were following him around a little bit, but his elusiveness and his consistency and he was tremendous all year and really helped our power play, all areas of our game, our offensive production. Early on in the year when we didn't have much going on, that line kept us in the mix of winning games, and you know, you can't say enough positive things about the year he had, MVP year, and happy for him, and it was a real big part of our team having the positioning all year where we didn't have to battle to get in the playoffs at the end.
We were talking earlier this morning about the Spieth thing in the Masters. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. It was
hard to watch.
Entertaining theater.
Yeah, it was hard to watch, though. And, you know, I was thinking about hockey, because you know I love hockey. I don't think there's time to have what amounts to a choke amongst the regular skaters. I mean, if you're going to see somebody melt down like that, it's probably a goalie, because the goalie's the only other time to have somebody, you know, it's only the player's got time to get that in his head, don't they?
It's a tough comparable, knowing that it's, you know, it's an individual game. And, You know, you see guys having stretches where their game kind of goes against them, but you probably have to be right where the goalie would be the best comparable as far as having a tough game and, you know, fighting the puck and you know, and then we know the importance of goaltending and, you know, there's nowhere to hide and, you know, that's basically where they're at.
It's going to be fun, and I'll call you later and ask you about Crawford.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, have a great day.
Coach Q from your Chicago Blackhawks.
You'll be glad to know that he answered it exactly the same way for you as he did for me.
Now, was it cool, though, how he covered? He wasn't even going to point it out.
No, he wasn't.
He was absolutely in a position to go, hey, lunkhead, Dave just asked me that.
Well, and you were the one who brought it up.
Well, of course. This audience deserves
it. I wasn't going to say anything.
No. If anybody's going to point out I'm an ass, it's going to be me.